Okay, welcome to Left Arm Not So Orthodox, also known as Landso. We're tying up with Edges and Sledges from London and Gurugram, all at the same time, simulcast, because of the greatness of technology, and also coronavirus causing a little bit of trouble on the wicket. The ball is seeming everywhere, the bounce is unpredictable, but let's see what we can do. This is Edges and Sledges, married with Landso, just for you.
Welcome everyone, I'm Varun with you today. I've got Ashwin and DJ on as well, and we're super, super excited. Because we have with us Cyrus Brocha on the show, who also runs his own cricket podcast called Landso, in the middle of 100 other things he does. Welcome, Cyrus, to the show. Tell us how you're feeling about this lockdown period and what are you doing with no live cricket on?
Oh, I'm really happy. This is the happiest time of my life. I get to spend more time with my aging parents and my wife. They all hate me. And I cried last night. I actually cried into my pillow because... No cricket, no football. I mean, I'll watch golf, which I've never liked. I'll watch golf right now if it was live. But truly depressed. And I understand that at last my tribe is with me. Aap log bhi mere jaise hai. I think only we can understand our pain. Other people, they invest in sports to some extent. But I think for us, it's like a religion. It's really true. It's not like a joke. It really is our religion. So I don't know what to do. I've been scratching all day. You know, the thinking, is that a sport? Could that be accepted? You know, I've been rubbing my back against the windowsill. Those kind of things. I don't know what to do. I think I'm going mad.
Yeah, Cyrus, you're absolutely right. So we, Ashwin and I, up to 2 weeks ago, were going downstairs and playing one-tip one-hand. But then the colony people banned us because they probably get coronavirus from that. From us playing.
This is Delhi politics. This is Gurgaon politics, I feel. This is not so much about the corona. They just don't want to... Gambhir and Sehwag, they've been very tough up with people trying to enter to the Delhi team. So be careful.
Absolutely. And we were joking about opening the batting and etc. So with that. But yeah, there's something not right about live sport not going on. But
a lot of us are watching old matches.
Old matches, and tell us some. Are there any things that you've learned that you had forgotten by watching?
No, you have done.
I'm going to give you one example. That example is that all of us had forgotten that Dinesh Mongia actually used to bat at number 4 for India.
Yes, I remember the Toronto series and things like that for a decent amount of time. Doda Ganesh, the bowler, you've forgotten him. He came back into my internet life. Yeah.
Now, so, Cyrus, you need Devashish Mohanty and Harvinder Singh. Those are, that is
both,
proper,
I've got both. Like, I've watched hardcore matches with both these gentlemen. You're right. So, you know, shoot the memory a little bit. And in fact, today I watched the Headingley 96 Pakistan-England test where Stuart made 170, Mohin Khan made 100, Ijaz made 100. So I don't remember that game. So whatever game I can't remember properly, I try to, you know, watch the highlights of that. I mean, that's the closest to live sport. That, and I put two cockroaches in my kitchen and made them race. They're still running, by the way. Sorry, in the morning.
Who's winning?
I don't know, yaar. Whoever loses, I'm saying Pakistan.
I think that's the best part about this lockdown is you know that whatever match you're watching on TV sitting in India, India's definitely winning and winning by a big margin.
That's for sure. But then, you know, that kills it a little bit. So I like the romance of not remembering. So as you mentioned, Dinesh Mongia, the Toronto series, if you remember, we actually won more or less everything. But it was worth the chance. And just seeing those old faces again, I felt happy. The old timers.
One thing I do have to say is we were watching Dravid bat. And I mean, that was fantastic. And I haven't seen Dravid bat in probably 10 years. That was just bringing back a lot of...
And I think Dravid remained consistent from start to finish in terms of technique. You know, always getting behind the ball and all that. So that was always great to watch. What about the young Sachin, guys? The young Sachin, I've missed that punch, that, you know, the punch drive of his that only he could play. Just a little touch and straight for 4.
Absolutely.
I see. Gurgaon is not interested in Sachin. It's the regional issue.
No, not at all. I was thinking about Sehwag and Gambhir since you mentioned that. But are you a Sehwag fan?
Huge. And I'm also a Gambhir fan as far as cricket goes, huh? I think they were a crack pair. I think he's not been given his due as far as cricket goes. I don't agree with his views in politics, but definitely as far as cricket goes, I think he was a tough little guy, you know. Remember how he took on Shahid Afridi? He was twice his size. Yeah, I like his spirit. That's the one thing you got to say about the Delhi boys, are they always have a lot of spirit. You got to give them that.
And I think maybe except Ishan, most of his...
No, Ishan came to a special accent. He's fabulous. Like, he's 6'5". Why does he need spirit? Yeah. And he's damn funny. You've been watching him,
showing highlights of 2003. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 2003 highlights.
Highlights of him as a commentator, even better.
And then,
South Africa, that World Cup. Yeah. Boss. And he was touching 150, if I remember correctly. It was quick. Varun, this is a glimpse into the future. This is what's going to happen to all of us. Ek din aayega, bhai. We'll all be sitting around at 70 discussing the old... Javed was a wonderful batsman. Gambhir, he held his own. Imagine, this is... So we got to look into the future just from coronavirus. How sad.
Soon we'll be saying Kohli is a wonderful batsman and look at him. What a great career he had.
My wife has a little house outside Bombay towards Alibag, and I'm told that Kohli is camped somewhere there with his full family, very close to our house. But we can't get there and he can't come back because of this lockdown. So as of now, otherwise I would have gone and taken selfie. So much for social distance.
Cyrus, now that we're talking about current players, I'm going to ask you a few questions about what do you think the players are doing during lockdown, okay?
Well, I know what Virat is doing because it's a small area. So I can tell you he's gymming all the time. He's got a little state-of-the-art gym which has been kept inside the bungalow that they're in. And what else is there to do? If you've got the gym equipment, that's what you do. I presume he can play cricket in this big enough house and with his relatives. But that's it. Baki to sochna padega. Let's see.
Ashwin and I were thinking today that Kohli would be doing workout with pressure cooker as weights and things like
that. I think the problem with Virat is that he's a bit like Salman. When Salman wants to work out, apparently when they're touring, shooting outside Bombay, he makes the whole unit come. So those poor guys who are spending 18 hours lighting up and this and that, they're all forced to go to the gym with 2 hours sleep and work out with bhai. So I think with Kohli, it's the same thing. So many must be happy that they're not around it. Because they all kuch nahi hai, so work out. So I'm pretty sure. He's a fitness nut, so that's going to happen.
We saw a picture today of Kohli playing Monopoly with Anushka Sharma and her parents. So we're just wondering, man, is that where he's channeling his leadership skills? I wonder if he's shouting BCMC at the Monopoly board every time he buys.
Oh my God. What if he gives his mother-in-law the stare, you know, when she overtakes him? That'd be fun. Hey, but you know, guys, when you bring this up, I remember an article on Sachin and Ian Botham, actually, some time back, which said that when they spoke about competitiveness in the sporting greats, it's just there in their nature. So even if they're eating food, they'll be competitive with you. It's just they can't stop that. So it's very possible that living together, in my house, we're fighting all the time. My wife's not talking to me right now, for example. I don't even know why. So, you know, it's like I've been calling this Garibo ka Big Boss. You sit with your family. Nobody knows who you guys are. You're stuck there, but you can get on each other's nerves.
And every Sunday, somebody gives you a new task at 5 p.m. or 9 p.m.
Ah, woh toh bahut badhiya hai, sir. I did only 8 minutes. I couldn't do 9 minutes because I had to pee. And I can't pee in the dark because if I pee outside the pot, my wife will slap me. So I'm sorry about that. I apologize to the Prime Minister, to the Honorable Prime Minister. It won't happen again. I'll pee before 9 and then I'll do
You could say 8 p.m. 8 minutes.
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, Mumbai, we're a bit backward at the moment, where things are going. Let's get back to our cricket.
Okay, what about Rohit Sharma? Let's go to the next player. Yeah, Rohit Sharma. I was going to ask you, what do you think Rohit Sharma is doing during lockdown?
So I know he's in Cuff Parade in his, I think he's in his in-law's house. He's there. And I have no idea what he'll be doing to kill time, but it looks like Monopoly, those kind of board games are the only things. Once they're off the internet, there's not much else to do. And by one more thing, I don't mean what you think. I'm talking about solo efforts, because that's also it's a bit of a sport. In some cultures, it's a proper sport.
I was saying somebody who's using his time really well is actually Yuzvendra Chahal to increase his social media following. That guy has been all over social media. I know, Varun, you follow him. What do you think about his... Who has the best Insta game right now, boss?
I think Chahal for sure. He's got this Chahal TV. He's got his family dancing in the living room with him on weird songs. Cyrus, maybe you should be doing that to win over your parents and wife right now.
Why we are doing that? We have run out of things to do. I don't know what else to do. You tell me I've done it. It's already happened. Only murder is left at the moment. But I think that Martin Guptill incident where I think he said BCMC or something to camera. What was that? Use a couple of Hindi galis? Or maybe more vegetarian galis.
He said Gandu. Kaisa hai Gandu?
Gandu, chalo. Vegetarian, chalo. Theek hai.
On live TV.
I think that became a big hit across the world in terms of sports papers and sports online stories. It was carried by everyone. So I think that really helped his profile beyond India. And then people are wondering who this guy is and what the... his Insta figure is and all that. And so Chahal, I think he's growing fast.
Chahal is big friends with, who is it? Is it Karen Pollard that he's really good friends with?
Simon, huh? No? I don't know about Pollard. But
Simon, sorry, yeah.
Friends or more than friends? What? Boss, yeh sab gossip hai. Let me take down notes. What's going on here? He's bowling the dusra without us knowing, this fellow on the side.
Right, let's go on. Yeah. Next player. I'm going to ask you about Pujara. Do you think this lockdown is too fast for him? Like, is he looking for a slower life?
The 63 ball, one run. What are we worried about? No, but I think Pujara must be watching his old tapes, no? Because each innings will take 2 days. Okay, let's not say that. I'm a big fan of his. I still think that at number three, he warrants a place. Yeah. Don't judge by New Zealand. Let New Zealand go. Yeah. New Zealand was just a bad. It's not going to happen. I doubt it.
I bet Pujara has hung a cricket ball and he's practicing the forward defense.
That's right. Or his wife is bowling.
His wife's name is Pooja Pujara.
Man, you know too much personal detail. A bit like a stalker. I'm scared.
We are all like that.
We are.
This is what we do on the show, man. This is
fair enough. Yeah. When we start going to wives and girlfriends and mother-in-laws and all, the cricketers are going to get worried. Yeah. So, Pujara. Right.
Next up, I've got a few names on the list. Next.
Please
Hardik. What do you think Hardik Pandya is doing? Is he having coffee openly again or is he still happy?
I think he's just trying to figure out how to say the same thing without sounding, slightly creepy. Because I think if anybody else discussed it, like slightly more sophisticated guys like Ranveer and all, they would have mentioned girls and this relationship thing and everything without any trouble. Unfortunately, it sounded in the colloquial, it just sounded a bit crude.
Hardik.
But do you realize always. Karan laughed the most? Karan laughed the most. And there's no third umpire for him. India should have dropped Karan Johar from the squad immediately. BCCI, where are you? And discipline has to be handed out. Really unfair, yaar. Come on, man. It's like in India corruption, you only the bribe givers to be caught or the bribe giver and the bribe taker. Both should be taken in, right? Okay, let's leave it there. Absolutely. Before we have very few friends. See how desperate we are for conversation. This is where we take it.
Varun, are you going in batting order?
I'm waiting for Umesh Yadav. I'm told Umesh Yadav is not very into tech.
So what is Umesh
So I don't know what Umesh is going to be doing.
Does he know that
he'll be breaking plates? He may not. No idea. It's amazing if he calls up Virat and says, what time now, next? Where's Ravi? Ravi is also in Alibag, by the way. Huh? Ravi is in Alibag. And
Ravi
with plenty
and,
of liquids.
I'm sure Ravi and Kohli are doing video Zoom calls every day. They're doing house party for sure, right?
Yeah,
Ravi and Kohli
house party for sure. But what will they watch together? No? The last New Zealand tour, not this one.
I know, they'll definitely be watching videos of Kohli doing well and Shastri will be basically saying, well done, you're amazing, and Kohli will be enjoying that. Yeah. That's pretty much what happens not during non-lockdown as well.
No, I'm thinking that Kohli has escaped a little bit of censorship about the incoming ball, which Sachin also went through towards the second half. Because I thought after New Zealand, everybody will go after this not being able to play the ball coming in. But because of all this lockdown, we've all forgotten it and hopefully he'll come back fully perfect and no incoming, outcoming issues. But of course, outcoming is the bigger issue now.
At this point, basically, any cricket will be a positive for us. We've all forgotten.
I watched a Malcolm Marshall tribute the other day, just because I wanted to go deep into the past. Fabulous just to watch them bowl, the old-timers.
I've got two more names for you. Kuldeep. And do you think Kuldeep is extra worried because he's a Chinaman right now?
Oh, waited all day into the stands for six. Well played, well played.
Aren't you glad I'm the one who's hosting, Cyrus?
I'm very glad. But, I'm just so happy to talk cricket because I have no one to talk cricket with. My dad is not very well and the rest of these people don't care. So, I just talk to myself like a mad person after some time, which is what Ravi Pochap is doing in Alibag. Kuldeep, I interviewed him. He's very different from the rest. He's this very bola bala sort of, unspoiled, innocent, masoom sort of guy. Okay, like he doesn't get the jokes. He's just sweet. He smiles and he's not a very naughty fellow. You don't get any naughtiness out of him like a Hardik. So, I don't know. I don't know what he'll be doing. He's probably following every detail. 9 to 909, the lights must have been off. He must have listened perfectly to the government. And he must have clapped like a madman the Sundays before that. Hands must be paining. Bowling nahi kar sakta abhi.
Left hand.
But really nice guy. One of those
jokes. If he didn't get your jokes, what did you guys talk about?
We were doing banter with the Kolkata Knight Riders and 4 or 5 of them together. And the others were quite, there was Chris Lane and all that. And the fast bowler from New Zealand. What's his name? The quickie with the moustache now.
Lockie Ferguson.
Yeah, Lockie. Yeah. So these two were really funny and slightly sexual banter and about themselves actually. Insinuating gay and this and that. Which is all fun and, we're all laughing. Kuldeep, of course, first I thought it was a little language issue. But then we broke it to Hindi also. But he just wouldn't do any masti. He was just sweet. Smiling sweetly. Like scared to say anything much. But nice guy. What can I say? Can't judge him just one.
It's pretty amazing that he and Chahal are a great spin pair because that's
poles apart, but personality poles apart.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah.
And you remember Chahal is a chess champion and all that on top of it. So he's he's got lots of things.
That's always the surprise. I definitely think that's fake news, but I mean I trust that.
No. Under 14, at the age of 19, he won the nationals.
At the age of 19, under 14. Nice. Well played.
Yeah, Haryana se aage, yaar, where you guys are. Come on, you understand. The rules change slightly as you go.
When I was watching on a tangent, I was watching the 2003 India-Pakistan World Cup match. And when it said Shahid Afridi, age 23, but when we when they introduced Afridi at age 23, we all laughed and said, at this point, this is going to be debunked very shortly.
This is the 92 World Cup.
No, 2003, South Africa. But poor Shahid Afridi, who's been a decent cricketer, fastest century for a long time in one-day cricket, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, everyone thinks of him. When you say Shahid Afridi, you immediately think overage. That's the first thought that comes to your mind.
For sure.
That's really sad. It's like poor Rahul Gandhi. You mention his name and people start laughing slightly. You know, it's just, it's unnecessary. It's a bit wrong. It's not fair.
But it was definitely entertaining for me that he, in the 42nd over, when Pakistan was 200 and something, high risk batting, high risk situation, Ganguly gives the ball to Dinesh Mongia for the first over. Left arm, kind of orthodox bowling. Everybody's
left
shocked.
Arm, nothing. Basically.
Left arm, nothing. Yeah,
but not the worst. Pie chucker.
No. But he bowls the first ball. Afridi comes, hits a huge six.
Six and
everybody's saying,
yeah,
Ganguly, what have you done? And next ball, he goes for a huge shot. In the air, Kumble catches it. And suddenly, it's a genius move. Dinesh Mongia gets two more overs after that.
But guys, I know you love Dinesh Mongia, but don't forget the main part of that whole match was the opening pair and how they slayed Shoaib. And Shoaib was at his fastest. He was touching 100 almost like every fourth ball. And they slayed him. It was just amazing. My blood rushes just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was fantastic.
Why don't I feel the same thing way about my wife as I feel about cricket? I just don't know. I can't understand that. Sometimes
that's
I asked her to wear pads the other day. Okay, let me stop there. I apologize immediately. Yeah, stop it. Boys, don't go.
Clearly, she does not listen to the podcast. So don't
100%.
Worry. No
don't
chance.
Don't worry about that.
400 odd episodes, she probably not even heard one. So we are
not
well
one.
Safe. No problem.
Never will, yeah. Okay. Mama Chami's problem is, boy.
He is too
he's
much.
He's got that wife trouble going on.
He's on Instagram, guaranteed.
Hi,
he's,
I'm single.
Sliding into DMs.
Yes.
All
that
over the
is,
place.
That is what he is doing.
Oh, that's so sweet. Apparently, he's got a bit of that, huh? The Romeo touch.
Didn't he send a message saying good morning to somebody which went viral on?
Yeah, to some girl who took a screenshot and like, why are you sending me messages?
Who's this random Indian cricketer with a million followers sending me good morning?
Correct. And he thinks that's the pickup line of the day. Just good morning.
Well, if you're an Indian cricketer, it should be, man. But it's Shami. That's the problem.
That works. Then.
You speak with your ball. Sorry. Again, I take it back. He's doing too much balebazi for a bowler.
He's making the ball problem. Talk.
He's ball. Too much ball talk. But this is the height of positivity under crisis situation. Huh? Just a good morning and then leave it there. That should be enough. Imran Khan must have done more in his heyday. Yeah.
Ravi Shastri starts with good night, but yeah.
The night never ends. Yeah. Like a traceable.
Our favorite on this show is Rishabh Pant. In fact, we often refer to the show as the Rishabh Pant show. What do you think Pant is doing?
I don't know. I think Rishabh Pant is practicing clapping because basically that's how he catches the ball. Okay, that's unnecessary. But
that's all he's been doing, right? Of late, he's just been clapping
from confidence.
The side.
You know, the problem there, if I can quickly say, is I think initially everybody said, plays his natural game, plays his, what a beautiful, Ricky Ponting, his coach in Delhi, was saying, what a natural game. How can he not be in the 11? You expect his coach to say that in a domestic tournament. But then once he gets in, everybody's saying, why does he keep hitting the ball, all the time? And why is he playing his natural game? He has to see the situation, assess the situation, and play according to the game. I think he got confused at the end of that. And so he's neither here nor there. That's what's happening, what's happened in New Zealand. So Rishabh, sad. What do you think he's doing?
I think he heard about the lockdown and quickly and he's just chilling in the farmhouse with MS Dhoni right now. He's like, there's no better way for me to learn.
What do you think MS Dhoni is doing? Preparing for 2023?
No, I think it's... Yeah, because the terrible news is mostly October will be pushed to next year. If that happens by 3-4 months, then it's even longer for him to make that comeback. Which I don't know. God knows. Do you think he'll play?
Is the worst thing about Corona is that it might end Dhoni's career? Do you think that?
That's what I'm saying. So with the... Let's say that they go into Feb or something, find a window to have this World Cup. It's almost like 4-5 months down the line. After October, which makes it even further for him age-wise. And sorry to say, but age be ek cheez hai.
Age is just a number.
No, it's not.
It's about the mileage, not the age.
So my organs are failing. I'm 48. I know. Age is a problem. I may not make it through the podcast. Breathing is heavy. And it's not corona. Simply age.
Cyrus, you should know that on this show, DJ is the diehard MS Dhoni fan.
Hey, bro. He likes bikes. He likes dogs.
From when his heyday.
I'm a huge fan.
And his hair.
No, but do you want to see him play the next World Cup or are you a fan of what he used to be?
Man, I don't want Bradman to bat at 70. No? Somebody draws a line somewhere.
Exactly. Yes.
But Bradman at 70 is better than everybody else at 35, then why not? Yeah?
That means, come on, brother.
That's
come on,
the
yeah.
point. You are just being ageist now, Cyrus. That's it. You're just being ageist.
I like the Australian culture the most. You know, they just quietly call the guy up. Ricky, announce on Monday, you're done. The guy's just, you know, gone through one bad series or something. But he's 35, 36, done. That's it. But in our country, you remember Kapil Dev? He was bowling off breaks towards the end. The great Kapil Dev, you know. I mean, just going on. Except for Sunny, almost everyone has overstayed their welcome. Sunny and Rahul, I would say. Even Sachin. By the time 2013 came, honestly, tell me. It was just too much.
Yeah, I can put my hand on my heart and say it was too much. I mean, we just wanted him to get that 100 and finish.
No, and we love these guys. Kapil Dev, my idol growing up. Okay, and Sachin also, we love them. There's no personal feeling here. I mean anti on a personal level. It just, come on. Look at Australia. Name one cricketer who's overstayed. Steve Waugh, jao. Ricky Ponting, pension plan. Oh, yeah. Tak, Shane Warne, bhaag jao. Everyone went before they could be thrown out. But
yeah, so it's very... Cyrus, and we were discussing this. What do you think will happen to Kohli in the next few years? Do you think he'll stay on? Do you think somebody...
Well, he's already announced that 23 ke baad mein white ball kam karega. At least 50 overs will be out. And I suppose T20 you can't stop because you're making money on the IPL. But he said 2023 white ball he'll stop and then only tests in T20. As of now, that seems to be the plan.
But you tell me, how do you get rid of a guy who's won you three of your four ICC trophies that your country has ever won? How do you tell him to go?
See, brother, when Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the Prime Minister of the last area, time, era, whatever it's called, he apparently was fully, you know, the disease, the Alzheimer's or whatever, completely hit him. He was in charge of a nuclear reactor. And the great orator, probably the best speaker in the last 50 years that we've had in politics, was shadow of himself. So when he should have been prime minister in the 80s, he wasn't. And by the time he had his third term or whatever, he was, I mean, it's just not right. You, great man, great for the, you know, the country and all that. But at the right time, now everybody's got their sell-by period. I don't know.
But Sunil Joshi is going to tell him. Sunil Joshi is our senior of
this is the problem.
Chairman
this is the problem.
Of selectors.
That's what you need a Gavaskar or so, you know, that kind of status. Otherwise, who's going to tell them anything? Bishan, they're scared of Bishan. He'll call.
Everyone is scared Bishan of Bishan. Charge. Bishan he's Singh the best. Boss. Even on Twitter, like I'm scared to even like tweet him because you'll get some scathing remarks.
Listen, he's great.
Time.
Yeah, listen, he's superb. You don't know. He just calls a spade. You need someone like him at the top. Okay, because somebody has to do the dirty work. Nobody wants to do the dirty work. I'm asking you, would you like, you know, Malaika to be doing a item number at 75? You know, let's face it, there's a time when the careers, you know, that doesn't work. Whatever.
This is why we have YouTube. Chaiya, chaiya.
Wo to hai, but we
I
also
counted
have...
how many chaiyas were there during lockdown. And
how many were there? How many? Bolo, bolo.
I've tweeted it actually. I can look.
Give you remember vaguely 50?
No, there's 153 or something. Exactly.
Century, but
I've actually counted how many there are because somebody claimed there were a differing number of chayas. So we sat during lockdown and counted. So,
and some of them, the R gets eaten up by the next ch. It's like chaya, 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 chaya. You know that. So that's a little, I don't know. Third empire
was. Does that count as half? Or how did you count that, DJ?
That was counted as
one. I don't know. It's a technical point.
That was counted. There are 168 chayas in chaya, chaya.
Oh, wow.
168. We've counted.
There was one dude who counted how many Tudak Tudak Tuns are there in Tudak Tudak Tuns.
We definitely counted.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs. Anyone who wants to learn lyrics quickly, you go for this song. It's just fabulous.
Is it favorite enough that you...
So coming back to MSD, so who will bell the cat? Maybe he'll announce now himself, once this is over, this corona lockout. Because I think he'll play for Chennai for the next two seasons at least.
So which is your favorite IPL team, Cyrus?
No, I support Rajasthan, but that's because my good pal Zubin is the coach, the actual coach. Shane Warne takes the glory by coming once every 10 days for a two-hour party and going back. But they always punch above their weight. And right now, they had the best foreigners. Unfortunately, you know, Archer got injured. Ben Stokes would not play the full season if they had played. And Steve Smith, of course, little off form towards the end of the Australian season. And Josh Butler. So, you know, they had four crack players for me in T20 format. Yeah, and Ben Stokes, guys, is going through that purple period now. The purple patch or whatever you want to call it. So with Butler, with Stokes, with Smith at in the first four and Jofra Archer to bowl at the back with Unadkat who won the Ranji Trophy. Don't forget, boys. Don't forget. There's a little power there. Don't forget Ranji Trophy. Ranji Trophy is like lockout. Nobody sees it. So it's being like, you know, just people, cricketers go there. There's nobody around. It's like that.
That's why I wonder why Unadkar gets such high pay packages, but it's probably because nobody's watching Ranji.
67 wickets, dude. We did a whole show on this.
Particular season you're talking about when the 12 crores happened, I agree with you. I think that pressure was too much. Every time he's bowling, you think 12 crore. And then you bowl a wide ball with your first ball. First ball was wide, apparently, but correctly. And they're all thinking 12 crore. Oh, sorry. Can I abuse? Yeah. Too late.
I think it's not just one season. I think he had the 12 crores two or three in a row, man. That's why we were like...
What? Two seasons, right. Yeah, so let me do the maths. That's something to do. 12 plus 12.
So are you saying that Rajasthan Royals would have won this season? Because we are saying Delhi Daredevils would have definitely won.
It's a romantic story because Rajasthan has never, except for that first year, has never really come to the party, flattered to deceive. So I always like to take the side of the underdog. And the thing about Mumbai is the regionalism doesn't work for me so much because what is this Mumbai? I mean, if you go to a stadium, me and my son are the only ones supporting going against Mumbai, so it's a little scary, let me tell you.
I've gone and watched a Delhi match in the Wankhede, man, and it was
people who never watched cricket around you were just shouting.
It was pretty terrifying, actually. I was like, I think Mumbai won very easily, actually. They smashed Delhi, like Pollard scored 70 runs in 12 balls or something insane. But yeah, it was pretty terrifying just being there.
So that means a 6 every ball, yeah?
Almost. It felt like that as a Delhi supporter. Yeah. Wankhede is like a baby ground.
It's also wicked where they chase all the time.
Okay, Cyrus, tell us one of your favorite IPL memories.
Top of the line would be Chris Gayle, 175, Bengaluru. I couldn't believe that innings. It just killed all sense of cricket for me because it just didn't make sense. It was surreal. I remember Richards making a 56-ball test century, or his 189 not out in 84. And subsequently, lots of the Shahid Afridi's 100 in 37 balls. And then this batting, the second half of that batting, it was like an adult playing with 9-year-olds or something. It was just unfair, completely unfair.
Yeah, and do you play fantasy cricket?
No, my fantasies is the only time when I leave the cricket out and I go back to Pamela Anderson's best works. And I'm a big fan. I don't mix those two businesses. Not Jimmy Anderson, Pamela Anderson. Sorry, it's getting a little... I can't hear you all properly. DJ is a little better, but it's coming and going like half a word.
Like Pamela Anderson.
So don't take any long names, no Sri Lankan names now, because by the time we reach the end, I won't be able to pick it up.
Varun was
anybody can say Chaminda Vaas's full name?
WPUJC, that's as much as I've got.
Nice.
I remember the initials.
Not bad, boys, not bad. Yeah. That's our homework for the day.
Yes, so what are your top five memories, Cyrus? So you've given us 175, which is a horrible memory for us, because at least for me, because I did not have Chris Gayle in my fantasy team that day. So it sucked.
Oh, that was just an incredible innings. I also like that first year where Rajasthan Royals won against the runoff play. And Shane Warne, with his famous coaches, what you take the team, you travel with the team to the ground with. So I think that, again, with all these unknown
about
cricketers.
About John Buchanan. From Go.
Yeah, well.
He hated that guy, right?
Hated that. And openly, he just called him names and all that. It was amazing.
But if you're Shane Warne, you can do it. No?
Yeah, he's got his own rule book.
He's a boss. Apart from Sachin and Lara, no one got him. And that's not too bad. I mean, that's a decent record to end with, I guess. So you said Rajasthan Royals. Now, three more solid memories from the IPL, because our listeners,
Anil Kumble's spell early on. Do you remember Anil Kumble took, I think, 5 or 6?
6 for 12? No,
6 for 12. Hero Honda. As the Hero Honda, or very close to it, the figures. The Hero Honda final. That was again fabulous, because you always say, well, T20 structures for batsmen, not for bowlers. But that was fabulous. I enjoyed that day as well. Of course, RCB never won the cup, or never won the IPL. But let's see how that goes. What else?
Yeah, like Delhi.
Then the cheerleaders in the beginning.
The sari ones.
Theek hai, yaar. Don't judge so much. It's okay, as long as we have cheerleaders.
Fully covered at 4 p.m. in May, in Chennai.
Well, different strokes, different folks, what to do. But just Lalit's idea of bringing all this in, making it a really 21st century sort of game, rather than how we used to stand in line. I don't know about Firoz Shah Kotla, but in Wankhede in the old days, in the 80s and 90s, I mean, not fun, standing in line with smelly people and, suddenly families come and not because of cheerleaders, but just a profile for me of the audience is much more hip and better than, not to be class conscious, but just fun to be around people who are having fun. I think that would be a great memory, because I've seen a lot of matches at this stadium. I've been to Kolkata. I've not been to Kotla. I've been to Kolkata, Chinnaswamy and Wankhede. These three.
And your favorite commentator, is it Danny Morrison? Yes.
Danny Morrison. Yes. 100%. Yes. Had the pleasure of working with him in 2010 for the T20 World Cup in Gurgaon. In Trident, by the way. Lovely hotel. Spent 3 weeks there. And he was great fun.
Yeah, Danny is amazing. We've tried to get him on the show before. He keeps telling us what he's doing, but he doesn't tell us that when he's going to come on the show. So he's telling us I'm sitting in a car now.
He's the one who introduced me to Red Tube and Lobster Tube. I didn't even know they were there. Sweet.
What are these things?
Well, when you're away from the wife and you're lonely and you want to see pretty adult entertainment, then you have to go to these channels, which are now blocked apparently by the same people who wanted to clap on Sunday and put the lights off.
Achha.
So, if Danny Morrison was Prime Minister, things would be different.
Yeah, yeah. Danny's are definitely our favorite commentator. Varun does a pretty good imitation of Danny.
Varun, let's hear it.
Vanakkam, Chennai! It's coming up to toss time!
Nice.
Yeah. Really, every line is like it's the winning the World Cup. It's fabulous. But cool. Very easygoing guy. Good fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Cyrus, we're going to wrap the show up now. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah.
In lockdown, if you're bored ever and you'd like to chat with us again, just give us a shout. We are more than happy to record with you again.
Yes, but don't extend the lockdown. By the way, this is also Lanso. Huh? For those who are listening, Lanso will happen from this show for some, I don't know, some magical way we'll make it happen.
So tell us the logic behind Left Arm Not So Orthodox. Where did that come from?
Well, when I was young, I tried to bowl everything, okay? Because I read about Gary Sobers and I said, I'm also like this. So I said, why can't I try with my left hand? So I tried bowling with my left hand for a little while as well. And I remember one gentleman telling me, it is left arm, but it's not so orthodox. With a thick Marathi accent, one coach. And I was like, okay. So it stayed with me a lot. I went back to right hand.
That's a great story. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap this show. Cyrus, it's been a pleasure having you on. Sorry for all the...
Okay, guys, but please use sanitizers and have a bath after the show.
Socially distant. Physically distant.
Socially distant.
Hygienic.
There you go.
Okay. But thank you so much guys. For joining us on the show and making the time.
My pleasure.
Hope to speak to you again soon. I mean, we're part of the same podcast network, IVM. So it's only been 104 episodes and we've now finally managed to find some time with you during the lockdown. So at least something good has come out of this. And yeah.
My God.
Speak to you.
You aim for Danny Morrison. You got me. See, just keep trying.
Yeah, we moved up in the world, right? Clearly.
No, I doubt it. But anyway, cheers, guys. Thanks so much. And I'm off to watch my tribute to Vivian Richards.
Enjoy. Thanks, Cyrus.
Next on my playlist.
Yes. Thank
you. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.